You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, some of North Yorkshire's libraries have been run by volunteers for the last few years, but what challenges have they faced? We've been speaking to Greta Knight, who's part of the team at Bilton and Woodfield Community Library in Harrogate.
There was a lot of banging our heads against the wall, we felt. Since then, North Yorkshire have developed their thinking a lot more, and there's been lots of support, and they've made it as easily as they can for libraries to become community-run libraries. It's not easy, because you have to comply with all sorts of legislation that any county-operated library has. So you've got to be constantly updated, which we've done through North Yorkshire. It isn't easy, but it's incredibly worthwhile because you're keeping that facility for the community, but you're also giving an awful lot to that community as well. And getting volunteers can be hard, but it's also very rewarding. The people that volunteer here love volunteering. It's their library. The people that come to it come to their library. It's theirs because they help to support it.
Yeah, and do you ideally need more volunteers? Is it if you have more people, you could potentially offer, you know, more opening hours?
When we took over, we actually increased the opening hours over and above what North Yorkshire did. We're open for 32 hours a week, which is fantastic. More volunteers wouldn't allow us to increase our opening hours, but what it would do would ease the problems we sometimes have if we've got a sickness, we've got people on holiday, because the vast majority of people involved in it are retired and are supposed to be having an easy time. But we need people to cover, and we are intending to launch a volunteer drive again when we've got settled in. We had 60 volunteers when we first opened, and natural wastage means that you lose a few. We've still got a healthy number, but more were always welcome. The range of activities we offer at the moment, I don't think we could improve on, but we're always open to suggestions. And if people want to suggest something they can do, or they would like to see, if they're prepared to put something into making it happen, then we'll do all we can to facilitate that.
And just a final question for all the volunteers who are sort of starting work, as it were, on Saturday.
Yeah.
What would your, as someone who's been there and done it, what would your sort of advice be to them? You know, the sort of classic do's and don'ts.
Don't take it personally. Don't get too downhearted when things go wrong, because there is somebody there who'll help you. Problems will get sorted out. What will seem a very big problem to you will actually be quite a small problem. But you'll get there in the end, and it will be worthwhile.